It's the post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool have, I think, got beat 2-1 by Man City, to confirm or otherwise. I've got Josh Jackson, I've got Ben Johnson, I've got David Cavada. Damien, a mad end to the game, and we could do a whole show on whatever happened in stoppage time, but at the end of the day, it's a disappointing result for Liverpool. It's three drop points down in terms of the table. It leaves us a little bit in the lurch at the moment.
Yeah, it does, and I agree with you there, what you just said, it's three drop points, because we were 1-0 up and in the ascendancy late on in the game. So it's always a choker to lose late on and all that. I had a lot of encouragement during the game. I thought in the first half, Liverpool had made sure that Man City weren't going to hurt us. I really liked the tactical little tweaks where Kirkes was all over Semenyo, who always has a great game at Anfield, and he didn't have one today. Man City were always going to look at that at half time and solve their own problems. And Liverpool looked assured defensively in the first half, but they'd all took themselves, didn't look a threat. And so that call for front foot, tackling and aggression at half time, and sure enough, that's what we got. And then sure enough, that leads to us going 1-0 up. And then it's the age old question, isn't it? If we'd have just stayed in the same manner and approached the game in the same way, are we going to take the bully gamble? And would that have led to us being 3-2-1-1, whatever it was? But the team decided it was going to play a few yards further back. Manchester City were desperate for the points, and in the end, the quality of asking someone to do that has cost us. I feel sorry for Liverpool a little bit today, in much more than for games like Bournemouth away, I didn't feel sorry for us. In games like Crystal Palace away, I didn't feel sorry for us. I think if it had been a draw today, I don't think anyone would have argued. But then it turned into a calamity in injury time. And if you're going to finish in the Champions League places, and if you're going to be judged by the standards that Liverpool should be judged by, then it was a calamity at the end, and you can't get away from it.